RZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, mobile. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, 822, Monica. WSU 202. Good morning, Bob.
Thanks, sir. WRZP 544. How are you this morning?
I had to turn the heat on, man. It's a little chilly down here.
Do that? Yeah, it's sitting at 33 here this morning as well.
Well, shivering bloomers, yeah, that's cold, man, yeah.
I'm afraid she's not far away, so, but we're ready. We're ready for that season.
Oh, I'd much rather the cold, man, over that damn heat, you know? That's how I am.
Well, I grew up in the heat and humidity, and you can have it.
All right, Bob, I'm trying to pull my lunch together for the day. WSEU 202, we're going to sit back.
Yep, be safe out there and enjoy your day. WRZP 544. WRVV 690, Dearborn, Michigan. Morning, Dearborn, Michigan, 690, WRZP 544, Sheboygan.
Good morning. I'm traveling through Dearborn, I should say. Now, good morning there to you. The name here is Ron.
Hi, Ron. It's Bob here. If you'll give me just a minute, I'll get back to you. I'm pulling into the drive-thru for my coffee.
Copy that. WRVV 690 listening.
There we go. Well, so what's on the agenda today?
We're heading to the work location out in Westland, Michigan, and just sitting and enjoying the weather.
You're not missing a thing here. She's a bit chilly this morning. She's right at 33 up here, and but it promises to be a cool day. But then again, coming Thursday and Friday, we're going to be up in the 70s there again.
Roger that. I just passed some neon lights there. Building with a whole bunch of neon lights going. I was throwing out a lot of QRM there. Are you in Sheboygan, Michigan?
I am. here at the very tip of the mitt. I'm about 25 miles south of the bridge, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. This is the first time I spoke to someone up in the Sheboygan area there.
Roger that. I run a base station there at the Home 20, and of course a mobile here. The better half's got a mobile, and you can usually catch us on there if I'm not on the radio or if I'm out and about there. I've usually got an HT on me, so we wish you a safe day there, and I'm sure we'll do it again. And take care. WRZP 544. Clear and monitoring after you, sir.
Roger that, 544. It's kind of hard to hear your call sign, but I did get the numbers. And nice talking to you. I'm in Dearborn Heights now, if you know where that is, and down south of you. You take care. Hope we do this again in the mornings or in the evenings. WRVV 690 Mobile. Be clear and listening.
There's a shocker. Gas is down to 304 up here.
WRVZ 690 Mobile Westland.
Yes, sir. I'm taking a little truck to the petrol station here.
Thank you.
Yeah, copy that. Okay, I'll let you go ahead and I'm head back to the workstation and so I can try to contact you a little bit later on this afternoon. Roger.
Well, right now I can't do much of anything until they come with the keys, so I'm a little late today. But hey, that's the way it is. It is what it is. And good morning again to you. Talk to you a little later in the afternoon. WRVV, be clear with. Yeah, I gotta get used to your call sign. You know who.
Okay, I'll get with you this afternoon sometime. WSFA 972, that's Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Alpha 972, clearing the station and monitoring.
Roger that. That makes it easy on the brain. Alrighty, take care. Talk to you later. Give me a call on the landline if you have to.
Copy. FA 972. Sponsoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, 822, monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRQU224.
CY-438 is developing and in the stand.
Manwood, Michigan. We're getting that very good over here in Kemper. WSEY 438.
WSEX 400.
WSJ 8, 780 Flat Rock. This radio getting out. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822, Flat Rock Station. I had you coming through by.
Sounds good. You were a little staticky, but that's maybe on my end. He's a little handheld. I just dusted up. He's more effective than that.
Okay, yeah, but very well could be on my end too. I am also on an HD, but I am on the third floor of the Renton, downtown Detroit. So it's most likely a result of my side with all the steel and glass and everything between me and the repeater. Back over to you.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, man. Okay. Well, you can't complain about the height anyway. I think I got a good kick from the river here. I'm at the Flat Rock, and my signal goes right down the river down there in Detroit. That sounds good. I appreciate the comeback. Matt in Flat Rock, WSAH780. He's standing by.
All right, Matt, no problem at all. I'm going to get back at it at work here. Name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta. And you have a wonderful rest of your day. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822. We'll be clear.
The Flat Rock Station, if you're truly looking for a signal report, your audio is extremely weak. I just thought I'd do that. In the interest of getting accurate radio check, your audio is extremely weak.
Okay, appreciate that. I see some fiddling here, maybe a mic gain or something on this radio. See what's up with that.
Hey, thanks for the input there as well for the other station. I thought maybe it was because of my current location that the audio was a bit weak there. So didn't want to misspeak there on my side, but if it was weak on your side too, that's good information. So thank you for the additional on that. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
WSCI 783 to station 392. Copy.
Copy.
Hey, I just left him en route. Should be there in about 10 minutes.
Sounds good. See you shortly.
WSCI 783 monitoring.
WSCI 392 clear.
WRVV 690 mobile, listening.
WSBR 472. Is anybody here? This HD up in Alconaut, Michigan.
URZ 2544. A lot of background noise, but you're readable up here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Yeah, I copy that. Thank you. Back. I'm testing the radio. Showing a buddy how GR and network, and we're out here on a riverbank. I'm out back of his house. Over.
Good copy that time on the riverbank. Yep, making a fine trip up to northern Michigan. Enjoy your day and be safe. WRZ 544, Sheboygan, Bob Clare on your final.
Okay, thanks again. This is WSDR 472 out of Pennsylvania, but I'm visiting here in Michigan. I'm here.
Did you say you're in Algonac?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'm about 20 miles, a little bit south and west of you. And Bob's, of course, a few hundred miles up north of you. But Sounded good for Algonac. Across the bay to the repeater. WRUU 850.
Okay, copy that. I'm quite surprised that this radio is working as well. It's nothing more than a this radio, H8, handheld, and this repeater is doing one heck of a job. Over.
Yeah, I'd imagine you and I are on the same repeater, the Mount Clemens repeater. You're coming across the bay from Algonac, and I'm not terribly far from it where I'm at, so we're on the same repeater. Bob's up there on the Sheboygan repeater, so it's they all work pretty good in this system, so at least until they don't anymore. Well, no, the repeaters themselves will continue to work great, but all right, we'll let you go. Thought I'd say hi. And hello, Bob. Haven't talked to you in a hot day. WRUU 850.
Okay, hey, thanks so much. Thanks much for contacting me. I am Mark out of Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania, WSVR 472. Clear.
Up. No contact. 5438, Chapter. WS.
WRXQ 888 listening.
WSE 843.
Got a little static in there, sir.
repeater very well, or if you're just in a gray zone. Yeah, you're like cutting in and out. A little staticky there. I mean, I got your audio, but not kind of poking up. Station 983. This is WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 218, this is WIUG 48, copy. Station 539, WIUG 48, copy.
Up a little bit, WRYN 45.
That might have been the English listener. That would be WRYN 282. Let me know if I'm coming there a little clear.
Yeah, there's a bit of noise in the background, but you are understandable and readable when you speak up a little bit. That transmission you made there, I couldn't really make out what you were saying. But yeah, you are coming in good enough, but quite a bit of noise in the background. Due to the handheld inside the car, the the noise in the background was kind of, dissipated a little bit and then came back a little bit more, so it wasn't perfectly steady. So yeah, I would have to imagine it's because you're inside the car with the handheld. They don't tend to transmit very well outside unless you have an antenna outside of the car that you can hook up to it. There's a lot of options out there, magnetic mounts, mounts that'll go on your trunk or your bumper or whatever. So yeah, whatever works best for you. But getting an antenna on the outside of the car is gonna, more than likely fix your problem, because you are making it in. Just you got a lot of noise there in the background.
Yeah, I have a radio that I purchased just for the car. Got an antenna, but I'm wondering if maybe the antenna needs to be tuned, or maybe I just put all the frequencies in correctly when I was programming it a few days ago. But this one obviously has the programmed correctly. I figured I'd see if it was the radio, or figure out, try to troubleshoot a little bit.
Yeah, if you're having an issue, one thing you might want to check into when you're programming the radio, you use the CTCS codes. You want to have it on your transmit, but you don't always want to have it on the receive end. Not all of the repeaters out there actually broadcast that on the receive, and then you'll, basically weed it out and you won't hear it. So, if you put it in just on the transmit, you may be hitting it, and you may not be able to hear it. So I would check that out real quick first and see if that might be your issue.
That's a good idea.
That transmission there was picking up a little bit, so it was kind of hard to make out. But, once you get doing that, we're out here, so, give somebody a call. And, if I'm around here, I'll answer you. And, hopefully it works out really good for you.
mobile monitoring.
WLIS 363-248, you listening?
WSEV 843 monitoring.
I get you in there, Flat Rock monitoring.
Did you say that you were in Flat Rock?
Answer Flat Rock, WSA 8780.
Good, copy, sir. I am in Livonia.
Yeah, your radio sounds real good coming in this way. I'm just sitting on a little handheld in my easy chair.
Well, for being on a handheld, you sound pretty good yourself.
Yeah, I'm bouncing off that 625 repeater in Detroit, 21 miles away as the crow flies.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, you sound good to me. I mean, I'm going to have a bit more power than you. I'm on a mobile. But from what I can hear, sounds good.
Very good. You did report, sir. Have a good night. And maybe talk to you again soon. This is Matt James Flat Rock, WSAH-780, standing by.
You as well, sir. Have a good night. WSEZ-843, standing by.
WSTI 848, clear. Five, four, four.
Station 544. This is WIUG 88. Copy.
WIUG 488. This is Whiskey Central Zebra 810. How you doing tonight, Jack?
I'm doing good. How about you? And how's the weather by you, by the way?
Everywhere I've been today has been cold. It was sunny, it was breezy, and it was cold. I just took a trip down from Saginaw down to, I don't even know where the heck I am right now, down south of Flint somewhere. I can't even think of the name of the town that I was just at. We're about 40 miles south of Flint. I had a little bit of rain, drizzle on the way down, but so far going back, it's clear. I'm just coming up by Bishop Airport right now, going back north.
I see, yeah. Well, in here, the wind blowing, and not hard, but blowing good enough to get it cold, which is the temperature about 41 degrees. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, when I was sitting in the car on the way out, I think it was about 42 up where I'm at. It sure felt a lot colder when I took the dogs out before I left. Right now, according to the car, at the 75-69 split, it's 48 degrees, according to the thermometer on the car.
You're sounding good, too, anyhow. Roger.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm coming out on the Flint machine right now. I don't know exactly where any of these machines are located. I'm kind of disappointed that the Saginaw machine has not come back up yet. I haven't been able to find out about what's going on with that yet. But from my home location, I can still get into Bay City. I can hit Flint and I can hit Mayville. So I'm in a pretty good spot up there. I'm not totally without it. Roger.
Roger, Saginaw repeater is working anyhow. It was about a couple of days, but it's working. Roger?
Yeah, I don't know. I tried it probably about 5 days ago, and that's when I noticed it went down, and I tried it again today, and it's still down, so I don't know.
Well, maybe because it's cold outside, which is, I doubt it, but
WRP
I don't know, that's what it was working
check.
About a couple of days ago. Anyhow, good to hear you, and good talking to you, and you drive safe to get home. WIUG, waiting.
WRPV 448, does anyone copy?
Jack, you have a good one, too. That other station in there, you might want to listen and see if anyone's chatting before you jump in there, because you were doubling over with somebody twice there. But we acknowledge you. You're making it into the machine.
WSEG 572, looking for a radio check.
572, this is Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra 810. You're sounding good.
How do I copy?
It's, name's Alan. What's your location?
Hey, Alan. I'm on 75 North. I just passed the Flint interchange.
Okay, I'm over here in Clinton Township by St. Clair Shores. I just picked up this Bofang and wanted to check it out. Appreciate the comeback there.
Absolutely, not a problem. Sounding good. First personal here is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo.
WSCG 572, standing by.
Look at that. Just a side note, there is a common courtesy. We don't use Roger beeps on the on the system, so if you can go in there and turn it off, I'm sure that everyone would appreciate it.
Yeah, I thought I turned it off yesterday. I'll check again.
Nah, it's definitely still there.
WRPV 448, standing by.
This is WSCG 572. Yeah, beep shows off. I don't know what's wrong here.
Yeah, the only thing I can suggest for you there, I don't know if you're using software or not, but check to make sure that your PGT ID is off and your Roger beep is off.
Dude, checking again. This is WSCG 572. I think I got it this time. I found it. Over.
Yeah, 572, you definitely got it. I don't hear any beep this time. Good job.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Very welcome. Just a curiosity, which boofing are you using?
Just got the GM 15 Pro 8 watt.
Okay, very good. I got the UV5R that I use, you know, when I'm bopping around at work or whatnot. You know, for cheap little radios, you know, they don't do so bad.
Yeah, this is going out probably around 70 miles, over.
Keep in mind here that you're on a network, so, you know, you're not doing a line of sight there.
Right, and I'm a ham, but I'm still, my nephew turned me on to this and got me interested, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Hey, why not? You know, there's a good bunch of people that are on here. You know, you got a bunch of regulars there, you know, 488, if you just heard him, that's Jack over there in Rochester Hills, and, you know, he's on here a lot. There's a lot of other people that are on here quite often. It's a good group of people there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zero, 810 Friday.
Yeah, I appreciate the information. Yeah, still learning about it and how to get on and off. And again, I appreciate your information and help me with those beeps and the Roger there. Appreciate it. Case WSCG 572.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, just like with him, you know, GMRS, I believe, you know, it's all about us helping each other out. So I'm glad you're able to get that resolved. And we definitely hope to hear you on the machine a little bit more now. You're definitely welcome. We're going to go on the monitoring side here for a little bit, try to navigate this little bit of traffic. And we'll talk to you again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
WSCG 572. And again, appreciate the information, the help, and looking forward to meeting you guys. Take care.
You as well. We'll be monitoring.
Station 572, this is WIUG, wait 8, copy? Station 544, station 544, this is WIUG, wait 8, copy? WIUG, wait 8, clear.
This is station WRPB 448. Would like to apologize for accidentally stepping out of the conversation earlier. I was completely unaware of my equipment settings. It was by pure accident. WRPB 448. Jack, are you still listening?
How you doing today?
I am well today. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I guess you didn't go to work today either, right?
No, I'm down to one day a week until I can get my hernia surgery done, and then I'll, you know, pick up a couple more days a week, you know, we'll see how it goes, but just one day a week now. My wife and I spent the day getting ready for winter, and that felt like a day at work, believe me.
You're right about the winter. Winter sounds like it's already here. Today is cold, and tomorrow is going to be colder, but Thursday they said it's going to warm up a little bit. I don't know what that means, probably in the 60s. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. According to my Windy app, I see it warming at the end of the week, which is nice, because my wife, 93-year-old, with us.
I see what you're saying anyhow. So what's the weather look like out there right now? I have wind blowing a little bit and a little bit chilly.
Well, I haven't looked at the mercury in a little while, but yeah, the winds are out of the north. It's about 20 miles an hour. Flags are all blowing on my house, and the wind chimes are chiming up. Supposed to be more of the same tomorrow, I guess.
Tomorrow, too, same thing. That's what they said. Anyhow, you're sounding good. Are you on the walkie-talkie?
Negative. I'm on my DV40. You know, I was moving stuff around today, and I moved my power supply for it. You know, had my volume down, was accidentally keying up on someone else earlier, and I apologize for that rookie mistake almost. But yeah, I'm on my DV40. Nothing else has changed. I'm at the 20-watt setting. In a prior conversation, you had recommended I step down. Well, for me.
The DB20G? I mean, DB40G? Are you on right now?
Correct. Correct, if I clicked too soon, sorry.
On a medium wand right now?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your antenna is?
Oh, a cheap, like $30 antenna on Amazon. How am I copying? Am I clear? Am I still good?
You're doing okay, but the thing is, you faded out a little bit. So I don't know what kind of antenna you got out that way.
So you think I'm fading in and out a little bit?
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Well, I haven't changed anything other than I unplugged my power supply and moved it. That's really all I've done. What do you suppose might be causing that?
Are you on a base station?
Yes.
Oh, what? You need a base station antenna. You'll do a whole lot better, and you don't fade out at all. I'm on the base
station antenna, a Harvest PC200 from Amazon, $95.
Yeah, copy that. Hang on a second. I'm going to grab something and write that down, okay? Can you stand by for one moment, Jack?
You're on time.
WSEU 202, Kurt, you're sounding good over here in Roseville, no doubt about that. Good afternoon, Jack.
Kurt, how you doing? You're sounding good, Kurt. Anyhow, how's it going by you?
I was telling Kurt his radio sounds all right. This is Scott over here in Roseville. Yeah, Jack, we're doing good. Just got home from work.
I'm sorry, Scott. Yeah, anyhow. No, you're sounding good. You're really sounding good here, anyhow. Good talking to you. Take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 88.
This is WRPB 448, Kurt speaking. Scott from Roseville, thank you for the comeback. Greatly appreciated. Was curious if I'm cutting in and out on your end.
There's a little bit of static coming in with it, but that's just the airways, man. You're sounding good over here, and I'm just on this little rubber duck antenna thing. I'm not on my base antenna.
Well, you're coming in really good for your little rubber duck antenna. Again, yeah, thank you for the comeback. Just want to make sure I'm not cutting in and out intermittently because I was going to trace my antenna wire out.
No, I wouldn't do none of that, man. It's just the airwaves doing it to you, man. I wouldn't mess with nothing, bro. Scott, man, SEU202, man, I'm going in the house. I just pulled up. Long day at work. You guys take care. I'm back out.
Thank you again, Scott. WRP448. This is Kurt. I'm monitoring. Are you still there, Jack?
I'm still here.
Well, I don't want to take up your time, and I definitely want to get off the net for a bit and go eat myself. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Jack. I'll look for you in a couple of days, if that sounds all right. This is WRPB 448, clear on your final.
I give you that. You got your pen on your hand, correct?
Yes, I do.
Alright, Harvest PC200. Harvest PC200. You go on Amazon and search it on Amazon, it comes out. And get that vertical UHF, VHF. Don't get the one that needs to be programmed or anything like that. The one I have is $95. Roger?
Yes, I'm on Amazon too much. But yeah, I'll take a look at that. I know you were very happy with it when you got it, because I heard about it. I was listening. And anyway, thank you again for all of your help, Jack. You've been a big help to myself and the rest of the community. Again, this is WRPB 448, clear on your final.
Hey, no problem. It's a fiberglass antenna. And it's really nice antenna, you know. It's only nothing but fiberglass, one stick. And you just put it out there, and I'm only about 10 feet high from the ground. And I sound quiet and good. And with your radio, it's a good radio, too. Roger?
Copy that.
Take care. Have a good evening. Go ahead and go eat. WIUG 48, clear.
WRPB 448, clear.
Radio check WSL-475. Ron, you hear me?
Roger that. Hear you loud and clear.
YR 503, Sheboygan County. Bob, are you out there?
Thank you. WY 438, south of that Southern Eagle Casino, Shepherd.
Radio is pretty distorted.
Yes, we do. Big Rapids, sounding good over here. Sounding good. I think we doubled up, or somebody doubled up here a minute ago. WSTY 438 Shepherd.
And a lot of breaking up and static in there with your voice. It isn't that you're talking over somebody.
South of November. Somebody says I'm cutting up, or somebody is. Am I cutting up?
Oh, no joke. Your radio sounds not good. I can hear distortion too, and I don't know what the heck it is.
Listen to it all day long. It sounds pretty good out this way. Must be the receivers that tear me up. Who we got up there in Big Rapids there? Isn't that Barrington receiver?
I want to check all your connections from the antenna to the radio and see if something's starting to come loose. It's what it almost sounds like.
What's the personal?
Julia India Mike, Jim. And WRYR 503.
I must need a bigger radio. I must not be reaching that repeater. I just wonder what your personal was over there in Big Rapids.
Radio's still struggling to get past that distortion. Like I said, it's a lot of static, like a bad connection or something like that.
I'm getting two people I'm talking to. I'm trying to get rapid there. I got the 548 anyway, so they will catch in again. We'll let them now until this clears up there. It sounds like two to somebody out there and can't understand me either, so I'll see if the speech is better next time.
What kind of radio is this?
Very Big Rapids, thank you. Thank you very much, WSTY 438. We'll be listening. Where's the other fella at out there? I can't understand me.
Hey, can you understand me clearly?
Oh, yeah, you sound good. You sound just wonderful.
I'm going to guess it's not the repeater, then.
That's probably a pretty good guess on your end. We talked on this thing all day. It sounds pretty good. Just hold the bank there, so. Yep. Damn jump right anyway. Yeah, have a good night here. Maybe next time I talk to you, give on the WSTY 438.
You're in a Mount Clemens repeater, if I remember correctly. So how far are you from that repeater?
I'm up here by the Southern Eagle.
You said you're out there by something, but I didn't hear what something was.
WSD-380. You said it was by the Southern Eagle.
You're definitely not full quieting into the repeater.
Well, I can see it in here. I got a banana in my ear.
Okay, I see why I want to listen. How did I sound? No, that's something sometimes you just got to guess until somebody can confirm it, but... Definitely sound like you're on the edge of dropping out of the repeater. That's going to be probably the simplest way to explain it. RYR503, I'll be listening. And I used the right call letters this time.
Station 543, this is WIUG, 48 out of Rochester Hills. Roger.
Yeah, I know where the Rochester Hills is at. Are you near the trailer park or something?
Between John R. and Dick Winder. Roger.
Okay.
What was that call sign again, please?
WRYR503.
Got you. WRYR503. By the way, my name is Jack. And what is your location, sir?
You know where Centerline, Michigan is? That's about the best way to locate me.
So you're not too far from Mount Clemens or Peter. You're on Van Dyke somewhere around there, correct?
696 on Van Dyke.
So you're sounding excellent. Roger.
Roger. Might buy another radio. I don't know. I probably have too many now.
You know, if you're considering buying a base station or for the car, I'm on, let me tell you, I'm on DB20G. That is Riata DB20G. I bought this, it's a 20-watt radio. I bought it on Amazon. It was less than $100. Roger.
Okay, though.
On the base station, you know, I'll give you, I have Harvest PC200. That's the antenna from Amazon. It only was $95. It's a fiberglass stick.
I probably need a radio as much as I need a hole in my head right at this moment.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, there's a lot of radios out there, but, you know, sometimes they don't all do a good job. Or whatever you like, I'm not saying, you know, but that's what I have. Anyhow, well, sir, good talking to you, and you have a good evening. And anytime you need any help on a radio or anything like that, let me know. I help you as much as I can, as much as I know, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, Brady, Rochester Hills.
Oh, I've made my fortune in communications, and I've been doing it for over 40 years. Usually I don't need help, but I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
WRYR 503 listening.
WRYR 503.
Roger. Hello there. Hello there.
Good night, Doug. I'm Curtis, WSDY 138. We're clear.